No, I was not using Echolink, but I did check in Echolink, and his I could hear you a little bit on his node through the internet. But no, I'm not on it. I'm going direct.
I just flipped back over. Yeah, the when I first hit the road, his node was not available to be connected to, and he was not reporting stats to AllStarLink. So when I see that, it tells me that the internet's down. But okay, we're back up. This is cool. Okay, much better quality.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's no flutter there. Is it raining?
I've had some droplets when I came out. There are a bunch of droplets on the truck, and a couple as I'm cruising along, but it essentially has stopped. However, the skies look dark to the west, kind of like over Lancaster.
Okay, it sounds like you're going to be driving into it because in my basement there's what I call the Bilco doors. I can hear the rain hitting off that and echoing, so sounds like we're getting a bunch of rain.
Yep, I'll take it. It's unfortunate that it is coming down again since the big boy's up there. That train, I know a lot of people are going to be heading out to see that this morning. Oh, yeah, here I am. Now I'm rolling into it as I'm passing cemetery here. Okay, I've caught up to it, or it's caught up with me.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I'd like to go see it, but I've got a I got a plumber coming in this morning to clean one of my laterals, clean the lateral sewer drain. It backed up sometime over the weekend. Hasn't had a problem since, but I definitely want to get it checked out. So yeah, I don't think I'll be able to go see it today. Hopefully tomorrow, when it's leaving town, I can find a good spot to. Park the truck and watch it come through. But I know the W2SO Club is doing a train net tomorrow to kind of see if they can follow it as it leaves town.
Well, that's interesting. Yesterday I took one of my old scanners and I put all the, at least I think I did, put a handful of the Union Pacific, oh yeah, here comes the rain, even heavier now, and the local railroad frequencies with the thinking that I could maybe hear the same thing, to know exactly where they were, or at least that they were departing, and I didn't know that Lancaster was doing that, so if I do get a chance, because I was talking to Bill Hind about it, and suggesting, maybe I can take an early lunch tomorrow, go over, watch it pass through, and then come back. I was going to take my scanner with me, but if that's the case, I'll put in W2SO, well, in the playlist, I'll have it scan through that, as well as the railroad frequencies, and see if I can follow it along. That would be cool.
Yeah, I got an email this morning from W2SO, and they'll be using 2 meters.
Simplex? Or are they using the repeater?
I would think. Let me pull up the email and I'll check, but I'm thinking they're going to use the repeater. Yeah, it says they're going to be using the 2 meter repeater.
So hopefully I'll remember to take that scanner with me, and I'll see if I can listen along. I was hoping to just come up here along Erie Street somewhere, or near Erie and Central, but it could be very congested up this way. Everyone from the village trying to get a good spot, so I might have to cruise down a bit and find another spot along the way. But yeah, I don't know how exactly on time they are. I thought they were leaving at 9:30. Yeah, but it'd be nice to be able to listen in to hear that actual departure.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of, Eric Holton gave me a bunch of train frequencies. I've got a couple programmed into this radio. I wish I could have had this put in the truck. I guess I'll just have to take the handheld and program it in the railroad frequencies, and then hopefully follow it along tomorrow when it leaves. According to this email, it's leaving around 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So I don't know when it'll be through Lancaster and at what time, but yeah, about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. At least that's what they're suggesting here in the email.
Well, coordinating. If I, you know, wasn't at work, it wouldn't be a big deal. I'd come out, set up a lawn chair somewhere and just wait for it. Being that I want to utilize my lunch window, that makes it a little more difficult to try to hit the timing. But yeah, we'll keep monitoring to see when they're leaving and, you know, depart accordingly. Yeah, cool. And it looks like the rain stops. Well, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I was listening to the forecast earlier this morning. Sounds like we're going to have rain off and on all day today.
It's a good day to be at work then, I suppose. Yeah, at least for me. Free car washes, yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of pollen in the air right now. And so, yeah, to get it washed off would be a good thing. Plus, there's some bird dew on my truck. I took it through the car wash yesterday hoping that would do it. It didn't. So, you know, hopefully the rain did it. But this morning, I know it was raining last night, and when I came down this morning, my display for my outdoor weather station showed that we didn't get any rain. And I go, oh, that's not right. I know it had stopped working one other time where it didn't register rain, and now it didn't register any rain. I know it rained yesterday. Because my wife said it did, and I could see the pool was full. So now I got to go look and see why that's not working.
Is that do you know if that has like some type of little bucket system that fills and dumps, or if it's just a sensor that funnels and detects the water flow through it? Could it be as simple as, you know, a bug in there or a leaf in there or something that's, you know, not allowing it to make a measurement?
It is a bucket dump system. It's possible that there is something fell in there. There is a screen-ish. They should keep large things out, but maybe there's something small in there that's blocking it. I'll have to wait till the rain stops so that I can, because I'm on my shed, and I don't want to get up on a wet roof, even though that it's only a few feet off the ground. I don't need to be falling, you know. I don't care what age you are. You don't need to be falling from that distance.
Maybe it's a battery problem. I don't know if that unit there has batteries you replace every so often, or if it's solar. Yeah, maybe that's an issue. I know my dad has had multiple weather stations over the years, and he's had a big problem with board corrosion. And I think they put some kind of spray on there, but it doesn't last. Some kind of like, you know, how we have our human seal. But he's had problems. I've had to repair some of those boards in the past. He tries to keep them going, but I know he's been through at least two weather stations over the years.
This one's brand new. There was a little while ago that we'd gotten some rain. It registered it. And then we got more rain, and it didn't register it. So I went up and checked it, and everything was clear. You know, there was no debris or anything in the funnel. Then we didn't get any rain until yesterday. I didn't check it last night before I went to bed. I was tired. And when I came down this morning, because I knew it rained last night, I said, oh, I wonder how much rain we got last night. And nothing. So I'll go up and check it here later. Maybe it registered this last rainstorm. I don't know.
Suspicious. Something's definitely going on there. And yeah, when it gets nice enough out, you can go out and check it out and see what's happening there. All right, so I've got 6:44, so I'm gonna head on in, get this day started, and see if I can get myself in a better position so that I can feel good about slipping out for a little bit tomorrow. Again, I think I'll probably take an early lunch. That is the plan, and we'll take it from there. All right, this is K2BCB. I'll say 73. I'll listen out for your final, but then I'm running.
Well, 73 for you, Travis. Have a great day at work. Hopefully tomorrow you can see the big boy run, but we'll talk in the morning. Have a great day. Stay dry, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. This is KD2GDQ, and we are monitoring.